Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, Israel is experiencing a mix of sunshine and clouds. From Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, the temperatures are mild. It's a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Hezbollah fires a rocket salvo at northern Israel shortly before a ceasefire extension. This comes from the Times of Israel in earlier reporting. Also, in response to fire in the north, the IDF attacked and destroyed Hezbollah launchers in Lebanon. This report is from Israel Hayom, earlier today. Also this hour, Hamas terrorists are significantly recovering capabilities during the ceasefire. That's according to a report from the Jerusalem Post. Separately, the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire has been extended by 3 weeks, announced by Trump. This is from Axios in earlier reporting. And finally, Israel and Lebanon agree to extend the ceasefire by 3 weeks, as Trump notes, reported by JNS earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Israel delivers the Bayraktar MX air defense system to Slovakia under a significant deal. Why? Net News posted this just minutes ago. Eve Barlow, a journalist, wrote a piece on Julian Casablancas, sharing insights earlier today. From Al Arabiya English, former Israeli military spokesperson Avital Leibovich discusses Trump's approach to an Iran deal. This was posted just minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Hezbollah rocket attack. The Times of Israel reports this is the first attack since the truce began. It happened as Israeli and Lebanese envoys were meeting at the White House. This escalation raises questions about the truce's stability. Turning to the IDF's response. According to Israel Hayom, the IDF launched a counterattack on Hezbollah positions in Lebanon. This came hours after Hezbollah's attack. The airstrikes aim to deter further violations and maintain regional security. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights Hamas's activities during the ceasefire. Intelligence suggests Hamas is rebuilding its military and civilian presence in Gaza. This development could complicate peace efforts and impact regional stability. The Axios report notes the recent extension of the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire. President Trump announced the 3-week extension. This move aims to provide more time for diplomacy, though Iran has voiced its concerns. Finally, from JNS, both Israel and Lebanon have agreed to the ceasefire extension. Trump expressed optimism about U.S. involvement in helping Lebanon counter Hezbollah. This could pave the way for further diplomatic engagement in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, Netanyahu's government is starting a job arrangement race for loyalists, as per Maariv Business earlier today. The focus is on post-war challenges, particularly property tax claims. Separately, UNET Business reports on Super Mario's global empire. The iconic character has expanded beyond video games, becoming a significant financial powerhouse. And finally, CTEC discusses insights from Wiz co-founder Ami Lutwak. His comments on hiring and scaling a company globally offer valuable lessons for Israeli tech firms. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 9 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.